This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In New York, after activists had spent years pushing the public schools to adopt a comprehensive desegregation plan, about 460,000 black and Puerto Rican students staged a walkout in protest in February 1964. Over 80% of the European Commission's documents were written in English and then translated into the EU's remaining 23 official tongues. 23% of U.S. electricity is generated by renewable sources as of April, the first month in which renewables surpassed coal's contribution of 20%. Under Trump, the FDA's warning letters of dangerous or ineffective drugs, devices, and tainted foods in the market have fallen by one-third. A confidential years-long investigation by the National Institute of Health has fingered 180 scientists at more than 60 research institutions for violating peer review requirements and failing to disclose financial ties to foreign organizations. Illinois has become the first state in the country to ban private detention centers for immigrants or others. Iowa and California also ban private prisons and may move to amend in this way as well. Gallup polling found in 2018 that the number of American adults identifying as LGBT rose to 4.5% in 2017 from 4.1% in 2016. According to a 2019 survey by Deloitte, 77% of Americans who watch streaming TV consumed an average of 4 hours per sitting. Despite the fact that the statistical unemployment rate is 3.7%, one of the lowest levels in the last 50 years, the labor force participation that includes discouraged workers who have stopped trying to find work is at 62.9%, near the lowest level since 1977. San Francisco has banned menthol cigarettes in 2018, and the FDA is considering a national ban. Alan Turing, the computing pioneer who became one of the most influential code breakers of World War II, has been chosen by the Bank of England to be the new face of its 50-pound note. His reputation during his lifetime was overshadowed by a conviction under Britain's Victorian laws against homosexuality, and his war work remained a secret until decades later. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated media foundation movement, AMFM.